Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the British English Podcast. Hoping you are well today. I've got a chat with Harry today and we're going to keep it basic. We're going to go back to the old school sofa chats through outrageously popular demand of all of you. You've been emailing in, saying, please give us more sofa chat. So here we are. We're technically not on the sofa, but you can pretend. And chilling out, just, you know, catching up. How are you, Hazel?
I'm good. Yeah, good, thanks. Nice to see you. Hello, guys. Nice to be here.
Your nickname.
I wanted to ask.
Sorry, your nickname on this platform says Hazel Pops. And Hazel that reminds Pops, me of what we were about to talk about before. I said, no, let's save it for natural conversation on the podcast. You've got what you said, bed plops. If you are just listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, then you are missing out on the free vocabulary worksheet for this episode, which teaches you some of the best native language that comes up in this episode, with clear and concise definitions all on the same screen as the podcast player. Not only do you get a super easy to use interface and free vocabulary worksheet, but you also get access to all of the worksheets I have created for every single episode, which means you are currently missing out on well over 1,000 phrases ready to be taught to you absolutely free. To get this, either head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com, click the free worksheet link in the show notes of this episode, or download my app. It's a delight. I paid a lot for you to use it. And again, it's completely free. Simply open your device's app store and search BEP or The British English Podcast. Download it and enjoy. Bed plops at the moment.
Bed plops, yes.
And your meaning, that sounds very, very odd, doesn't it? So we're talking about the hairstyle. Your hair.
I haven't shat the bed.
No.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Well, you have, but not today.
Yeah. Have I shat the bed before? I don't think I have, actually.
Really?
No, I have wet the bed before.
Sure.
When drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I once...
You know, who hasn't?
Yeah, I once... I don't know if I've done that, but I did once. You remember Amy, my flatmate in uni?
Yeah.
She's getting into it a bit quick. But I came back very drunk one night and then woke up in the middle of the night going... And she lived the other side of the corridor from the bathroom from me, or her bedroom was there. So I got out of bed apparently, and I was trying to take down my trousers whilst getting to the bathroom. And she opened the door as she could see me soil my boxers halfway through to the bathroom. And I looked up and we made eye contact, and I was like, I'm sorry.
She actually saw the moment when you shit to yourself.
No. Pee.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't clarify that. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Because soil yourself, I guess it can mean both wet your pants, but also poo your pants.
Oh, really? I always thought it was wee.
Oh, really? Maybe that's just in my head.
No, I'll check it.
Just because you know, soil, like you use for plants, is quite brown.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. To lose control of one's bowels and accidentally defecate on oneself. And defecate, yeah, so that is poo, right, isn't it?
That's poo, yeah. So that's why I was imagining you pooing yourself, which I love the idea of. Can we just change the memory completely? I love the idea of not only shitting yourself on the way to the toilet, but someone seeing the moment that you poo your pants. Like, what a moment. That is catching someone at their lowest.
Hopefully. Hopefully that's their lowest. Yeah.
Yeah. Amy, I have been lower than this. Don't worry. This is nothing.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but this isn't the lowest. Have you ever been caught with your trousers down your ankles?
Ooh. I thought of the expression there. I will answer that question. I think I just got... Sorry, I'm laughing so hard. I had a bogey coming out my nose.
I like that you went for the upgraded, disgusting word, mucus.
Mucus, yeah. No, it's actually on my glasses. I don't know how that got there. It's like a speck. Oh. It's not bogey. I think it's cereal.
Goodness,
I think it's
me.
Cereal. Because I was down to the last, kind of crumbly bits of cereal. You know, when you haven't got much muesli or granola left, and you're down to the granola flakes.
Yeah, the powder.
The powder. Yeah, I had a powdery milk this morning, basically. I filled a bowl, half a bowl of granola like powder, basically.
Yummy.
And then filled it with oat milk. And I think maybe a little bit shot up onto my glasses.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is. That or mucus?
Yeah. Problem is, I mean, it depends which side of the glasses it is. You probably can't see it very well, depending on which side. I suppose it would be on the outside. So you can see it, right?
I can see it. Yeah. Now that I'm focusing on it. Well, I've wiped it away now, but I couldn't distinguish whether it was on my nose or on my glasses.
Yeah.
But after further inspection, it was indeed on the lens, and I've now wiped it off and it's okay. And I can continue with what I was. You asked me, have I ever been caught with my trousers down?
Yes.
And that's an interesting question. So caught, suggesting I was doing something wrong, maybe? Or I was like, unexpectedly, someone walked in on me while I was doing something, like maybe where I had my trousers down, like maybe I was going to the toilet, maybe I was defecating, maybe I was weeing sitting down like you do, and like I do now, I do too. Or maybe I was doing something else naughty, I don't know. Have I been caught? Don't know. I have. You?
Oh dear. We're going to move on from that question. And
okay, but I thought I wanted to say though. I thought of a really good expression. Have you ever been caught short? Be caught short. That's a great one, isn't it?
It is, to be caught short. Yes.
You kind of were caught short, but you didn't quite make it to the bathroom. So to be caught short, that's when you're maybe in public and you need the toilet. You need to go for a wee. It's more about going for a wee, isn't it?
It is more about bathroom behavior. It's like when maybe the loo roll runs out and you don't have enough. If you need more of something, like more time to get to the toilet, I was caught short. Not enough toilet paper, I guess, and you're caught short.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Or even, but it could be like, could it be money? Yeah, it could be money.
It's one of those expressions, you could use it in different ways. But going by the dictionary, so it says, if you are caught short or taken short, you feel a sudden, strong need to urinate, especially when you cannot easily find a toilet. So it's kind of, I mean, you were kind of caught short. You woke up, you suddenly needed to wee, and you didn't make it. You didn't make the journey to the toilet.
Yes, yeah, perfect. Yeah, so... But can you say, and this is probably, I know where this is going, but for the learner, Amy can't say, I caught you short.
No, you can't catch someone short.
No.
You can be caught short.
Yeah.
I was caught short, but you can't say, Amy caught me short.
No.
And I weed.
But I could
on her.
See a learner being like, oh, well, I could probably use it like this. So it's good to iron out the creases.
Absolutely. Iron them right out, Charlie.
Yes.
And as the podcast host, the head teacher of British English Podcast, you are the chief ironer.
Chief ironer.
Of creases.
Yes.
How does it feel to be chief ironer? I think you're quite good with an iron.
I do like to iron.
Looking at your t-shirts.
Yes, yes. My t-shirts are quite ironed. I have found a fabric that doesn't need too much ironing. So take that metaphor in any way that you possibly can. And I don't like ironing anything that's not a t-shirt, shirt or trouser leg. Anything like Stacey's blouses or weird shaped fashion items. I am... Could I say caught short there? No, I can't say caught short. No.
Well, unless you weed your... You were ironing Stacey's blouse and you were at someone else's house maybe and you were caught short. You suddenly needed to go to the toilet very desperately and you couldn't find the toilet.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, you could say I was caught short, but I managed to find the toilet. It doesn't always mean that you weed yourself.
No, it doesn't.
Or wet to yourself.
But yeah, I can't say. So when I was trying to make a comment on the fact that I was unable to do a job satisfactorily with to be, I think there's a caught something phrase.
I was caught off guard.
Maybe.
I was caught
wanking.
That's the one. I was caught wanking. We got there. Oh, God. I filled a cup with boiling hot water.
Good.
And it stuck to the table.
I can imagine that being the end of your MacBook. Like you try and pull it off and then...
just sizzling.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Sizzling and
melting
tears.
Away.
Oh, God. Dear.
Anyway, are you doing...
So anyway, you wet yourself anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Are you doing well today, minus the bed plops? Oh, we should explain. So,
oh, yeah.
Plops. Yeah, sure. So there's a hairstyle that involves wetting your hair and letting the water sort of curl your hair naturally by drying in your hair. And to sort of relieve the water from your hair, you kind of pat your head when you're upside down. It's called plopping because you can kind of plop your hair like that, like tapping your head like a maniac.
So you have to do it upside down? Because when I've done this before myself, I've never done it upside down.
Well, you just lean over. I'm not saying do a handstand. But if you don't lean over, then the water just squeezes out down your eyeballs, doesn't it?
So you are kind of wringing the hair out of your hair. Are you the wringing the liquid out of your hair?
Yeah, but not wringing twisting. You're just pushing it against your scalp.
Oh, right. So you properly push. Because I kind of just pat my head.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I haven't really been plopping correctly.
Well, this is probably an 11-minute loop round to the word bed plop, but we're still going to do it because it's sofa chats.
We're still going to do it.
And you said, I've got a bed plop on, or I'm sporting bed plops today, maybe. And what does that mean?
And what I meant by that is, well, basically I have bed hair. I have a bed head. Yeah, So I've got out of bed with hair that is quite... It's quite evident that I have bad bed hair. It looks absolutely horrendous. And I did try to correct it. And thanks for not correcting that it looks horrendous, by the way. I appreciate it. There was nothing on his face that suggested I was wrong in that statement. That's great. Only a really good friend will not correct that. I love that.
Remember, that this episode, just like every single other episode on this show, comes with a free worksheet where you get to see some of the best native expressions that come up in this very episode, along with definitions made for you, a non-native learner. I've even designed it so that you can play the podcast episode on the same page as the free worksheet. It's super user-friendly, so head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com right now and check out the free podcast worksheets, or simply click on the link that says free podcast worksheets in the show notes of this episode.
I was actually going to add correct.
It's horrendous. It is. Yeah. It is. No, it's really bad. But I actually tried to correct it. So what I meant was I've tried to style my bed head.
Mm. And bed hair. That's a good phrase. I mean, bed plot. No one's going to understand that.
No one.
But
no.
Bed hair, that is used when you haven't done your hair and you look a mess. You could say, oh, sorry. Basically. Sorry for the bed hair.
Sorry for the bed hair. Yeah, you turn up for your morning meeting and you look like shit. And you say, sorry for the bed hair. Pardon the bed hair.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for gracing me with your presence today.
Pleasure.
Are you in a good mood today? Are you feeling up for it?
I'm so up for it, Chaz. Okay. I'm in a very good mood. I feel good. I haven't really had much of a morning. I woke up about 9:30 and I slept. I was waking up a lot in the night. It was just because of the cold. It's so cold. And I don't sleep with the heating on because I'm wary of the bills.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's sensible.
Boy, is it cold. Boy, is it cold.
It is cold. I like a cold bedroom. When sleeping.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Even if like, because you know, like maybe a part of the duvet, I guess for you that your mattress will probably stay warmer all over because there are two of you in the bed. There's twice the body warmth to keep the mattress warm.
Right.
Whereas with my lonely bed, any part of the mattress which becomes exposed because the duvet has kind of come to one side, exposing the sheet and a mattress, that part of the mattress becomes quite cold. And so do the bits of the duvet that are not in use. So as I roll around in bed or, you know, go from the left side to the right side to try and find the optimum sleeping position, I find myself coming across new parts of the mattress which are freezing to touch.
A bit like going swimming in an ocean and, you know, you're in a warm patch and then suddenly a cold patch.
That's a really nice analogy.
Yeah.
That is a really nice analogy. Okay. I like that.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel for you being alone there. Although I think I would like to swap because I run hot at night and I flick. I flick the duvet off.
I run hot at night. I'd like to swap too because I run hot at night and your wife is rather attractive.
So I have to flick the duvet off my side and she ends up having double duvet. So she probably ends up running hot at night as well. We're all running hot at night.
Yes, please. Budge over, Stacey. I'm coming in.
I just have a sheet. Last night, she woke me up saying, Charlie.
We are talking about Stacey, aren't we?
Yes. Not my other wife. Checking. Yeah.
Not your mum.
No. Who's not my wife. But it is weird now that, I mean, she's technically not a Baxter, my wife. But it is weird to think that she's Mrs. Baxter, just as my mum is Mrs. Baxter.
But she isn't.
No, she's not. But she will be one day because she wants to have the same name as my child if we have a child.
She just doesn't want to have the same name as you.
Yeah.
Only will I take that bloody name when we have kids.
Actually, she came round to it the other day. She's like, I think I want to be Baxter now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
And guys, just in case you're like, outraged that I'm not considering taking her name. We've gone over this a million times,
yeah.
But she's got two brothers. I've got two sisters. My two sisters lost their names.
In the war.
And her two brothers have their names. So I was like, well, come on, let's at least let Baxter live on a little bit.
Come on, yeah.
We did deliberate.
Boy power.
We did deliberate over whether I should be a Benson, because it's quite a cool name, Benson. Charlie Benson.
It works. It's just as good as... No, it's not as good as Charlie Baxter.
Okay.
But it's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
Stacey Baxter, Stacey Benson. Both of them have a nice ring.
Yeah,
to them,
they're fine.
There's
they're
not
fine.
That much of a
no,
change.
No, there's not, exactly.
And it's nice to have an X in your name, I think. That's kind of cool. Baxter. Female baker.
The only thing about that is that people associate it with a dog.
Yes, it is quite dog-like.
And apparently Charlie is quite dog-like.
Yeah, I think that's a good name for a dog. Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you are a dirty dog, oh, aren't you?
Yeah. I was saying last night, she woke me up in the middle of the night, not how I would have liked. She was shouting at the window. She was shouting, there's a man with a green hoodie jumping over the fence. Turns out there was absolutely nothing. She had just imagined it.
Was it me? A man in a green hoodie jumping over a fence.
Yeah.
It was just a figure of her imagination.
Yeah, it was just the wind.
No way.
So our little sausage dog is a country dog, and we've taken her to London. So she's quite sensitive to any noises, like the neighbours upstairs or any foxes in the bins or anything like that. She'll be barking her head off in the middle of the night, which I feel really bad about. And we're trying to work out a solution. But at the moment, it's just get up as soon as the dog barks and soothe her. And at the same time, Stacey starts to imagine things. And then occasionally she wakes me up saying, there's a man in the green hoodie jumping over the fence.
That's so specific, though. Did Stacey get those details from the tone of Poppy's bark? Or
green.
How?
Green hoodie. Hoodie.
Jumping over the fence.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I actually said that. I was staring. I was like, how the fuck do you know it's green? When I was like getting out of the bed. Because it's dark. So...
Green's a hard one to detect in the dark.
Yeah,
actually.
I didn't believe her. Yeah. Something was a foot, we could say.
Why would you specify, oh my God, there's a man in a green hoodie jumping over the fence? Why would you just say, oh my God, there's a man jumping over the fence?
Yeah.
Why specify? She's so into fashion.
Also, I feel, yeah. Also, I don't know if she even knew it was a man.
Also, yeah, she's assuming it's a man.
Yeah.
I'm offended by that,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Very assuming.
How about you, male listeners? How do you feel that Stacey is assuming that the person jumping over the fence is a male?
Yes. Women can be thieves too.
Absolutely. Probably just as good as men if they put their mind to it.
Probably better. More nimble.
Probably better. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not going to add any other
details
to that.
No. But yeah, no, it was fine. There was no man jumping over the fence, but it did mean that we were both fully alert and awake at 4 a.m. and probably couldn't get back to sleep for another couple of hours. So I woke up at a similar time to you because of that. But I do feel very, very happy or grateful that I can wake up at any time and I don't have to get up at 7 o'clock and do the commute and get into the office before 8:30 or whatever.
Oh, God.
So I'm very grateful for that.
That's good.
As are you. You have just started a new chapter that I'd like to talk about. Does that require you to get in at unsociable hours? We will leave it there for part one of today's episode. Thank you very much for listening up to this point. If you did want to listen to part two and part three of this conversation, then you can head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com
and check out the Premium Podcast or Academy memberships. The Premium Podcast gives you access to the full conversation along with extended glossaries, transcripts, and flashcards, whereas the Academy gives you all of that plus exclusive videos and audios explaining the vocabulary, exampling them, giving you quizzes, writing assignments, and weekly speaking classes on Zoom. But if you were just here for part one of this conversation, then I thank you very much for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed the show. Do grab that free worksheet by clicking the link in the show notes. My name's Charlie, and I will see you next week on the British English Podcast.
Remember to take that quick quiz to test your knowledge of this episode and to see if you're using your time effectively or if you're wasting it. Oh no, let's hope you pass. Find the link to it in the show notes of your podcast player. I'll give you a hint. It says take quick quiz. Best of luck.